Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this season, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Heroes Unlimited to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is Heroes Unlimited Revised 2nd Edition, the second printing from December 1998. Today we're discussing page 232 of Heroes Unlimited. We are still in the Minor Powers section, and it is still Hell Night for me. I am making up episodes, re-recording them, after losing 5 weeks worth of MDC in a catastrophic computer crash. Please be nice to me and forgive me if these episodes aren't, you know, my best work. It's late. I'm drinking a lot of coffee, but, you know, coffee can only do so much. I'm sorry, I didn't mean it. Shh, I love you. Flight:Glide is the power I want to discuss today. We're skipping over all the rest of the extraordinary attribute powers. Yesterday, I talked about how good extraordinary mental affinity is. We talked about its many uses: stealing diamonds, seducing people. That's all you need. I just named two, and I've covered all the important things in life. Extraordinary mental affinity, it's your golden ticket. It gives you everything you want. And I'm not going to, you know, embarrass these other powers by talking about them. Ooh, extraordinary physical endurance. 19 more hit points. Gasp. How will my foes stand against me when I've got 19 more hit points? So we're skipping all those, and we're moving on to the first of the flight minor powers. There are multiple forms of flight in this game. We'll talk about another one tomorrow. Here's my confusion about flight:glide in a nutshell. It says here, quote, "This power allows the super being to ride air currents to fly and hover in the air. Maximum gliding speed outdoors is 40 to 50 miles per hour, half indoors. Diving with a boost from strong winds or from an airplane or great height, skyscraper's rooftop, is 120 miles per hour. So here's the thing. This isn't gliding as we know it, because you don't get any, like, appendages. I guess you could skin this, if you'll pardon the expression, to say that you've got, like, big flying squirrel-style flaps under your arms, but that is not required or stated by the power at all. You're just a glidey sort of person. Like, you don't have hollow bones, you're just, like, you know, buoyant. I guess. Because this does involve air currents, it says. How exactly you use these air currents to stay aloft, and not only to fly, but to hover as well. Like, you can just sort of up, just do. Imagine it with your body. Imagine having a superpower that allows you to, like, just up, just, there's some wind here. I sense a draft. Let me just up. Okay, now I'm in the air. Now I'm like a foot off the ground, but staying in place. I'm not floating forward, I'm just sort of, just jump and then grab my knees, like, up, okay, here I am, I'm in the air. And your speed, though, depends on wind, but it also depends on whether you're indoors or outdoors. Normally, you can start going, like, 50 miles an hour, which, that's very fast to glide without any particular wind. Again, just use your kinesthetic imagination here. So, you felt that draft, and then you just kind of, like, grabbed your knees and pulled up, like, up. Okay, now I'm on the draft. Now let me just forward down the street, just going down the sidewalk faster. Okay, now I'm drifting along at a nice clip. I'm going like 50 miles an hour through the air, not flying, mind you, not propelling myself by any, just gliding on the gentle draft, 50 miles per hour, held aloft by just air. I'm being hurled at 50 miles an hour down the street by a gentle breeze, but I'm fully heavy and dense. I'm just forward. The physics of this are very confusing, and they are physics, right? Because, of course, what you, the listener, are thinking is, Chris, you've lost the thread. It's Hell Night. It's getting to you. You probably drank too much coffee. They're superpowers. They don't have to make sense. Okay, if this power were flight:float, and the power were, when you jump in the air, you just stay there. And you can also push yourself through the air at like 30 miles an hour. Then fine. You say that's a superpower? That's a superpower. Who am I to argue? I've read comic books. Anything can be a superpower. I'm not that guy. Like, if you've got the mutant power to make people see illusionary spiders, I don't need to know why spiders. I don't need to understand the dubious concept of, like, the spider center in the brain and how it is stimulated. I just accept it at face value. Okay, that's your power. Fine. Nobody's judging anybody. It's the X-Men. It's a free-for-all. But this power, for practical purposes, tells me that the speed I can go depends on the speed of the wind. If I'm indoors, I can only propel myself at 25 miles an hour. So if I'm having a superhero fight in a big mall, and there's a supervillain in the food court wreaking havoc, If Orange Lazarus is struck again, mega bonus points to anyone who gets that reference, and I gotta get over there in a hurry, I'm hamstrung. I can only go 25 miles an hour because there's not enough wind to propel me 50 miles an hour. But this is confusing because I can go 50 miles an hour propelled only by a whimsical breeze on a spring afternoon. So why isn't the air circulation in the mall enough to make me go 50 miles an hour? And why can I go 120 miles per hour if I start in a high place? It's not because I drop, because it doesn't say I have to drop. You would think that, right? Because 120 miles an hour is like about the speed that those really fast birds of prey can go when they do a straight downward dive. This isn't that. If I go from one skyscraper to another skyscraper, I can do it 120 miles an hour. Straight ass horizontal. Just step off the edge, grab my knees, rocket across town. Just floating at 120 miles an hour, propelled by 30 mile per hour winds. Now the icing on the cake with this dumb power is the bonuses that it gives me when I'm gliding. When I am up in the air, holding my knees, floating along on the wind, just much faster than the wind, I get a plus one to initiative because of the exceptional reaction time that being hurled through the air affords me, plus one to strike, and plus two to dodge, both of which are bullshit because everything about this power makes it sound like it works exactly like the princess in Super Mario Bros. 2, and as we all know, she's obviously the best character, but avoiding enemies and landing on their head while you're floating through the air with that momentum, it's rough. I think we can all relate to this, again, kinesthetically. Think back to those dreams where you fly like the princess in Super Mario Brothers that I'm just going to assume we all have. Just drifting around in the air like that, it's not good for precision maneuvering. You want Toad for that shit. And this works on a power balance level because Toad should be better at striking and dodging than Princess because he, number one, can't fly. Number two, is a mushroom, the lowest form of life. As we all know, in the Great Chain of Being, you got your princess, you got your plumber, you got your anthropomorphic mushroom, right at the fucking bottom. That's why he only gets a vest, not a full shirt. It's all in accordance with God's plan. Listen, my point is, this power is called Glide, but as far as I can tell, it's got nothing in common with gliding. It's some kind of mysterious, vaguely air-related, air hockey-like, princess-style air maneuvering ability that doesn't make any goddamn sense and has bonuses that were chosen apparently at random. Nonetheless, Flight colon Glide is not the most perplexing of the Flight colon family of powers. Join me next time as Hell Knight continues and we discuss Flight colon Winged on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the show wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. And if you like my tiny little podcast, consider giving me a tiny bit of money at ko-fi.com/megadumb. That is ko-fi.com/megadumb. MDC, Palladium Books, Heroes Unlimited, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Sambita. This season's theme song is To the Top by Midair Machine, whose work you can find at freemusicarchive.org/music/askagain. That's ask again, two words with a space in between. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.